You Don't Know Me is a crime fiction audio drama which deals with adult themes and issues relating to violence. Listener discretion is advised.
A listener production.
Before I take this new evidence to the police, I thought I'd give you a chance to explain. If you weren't at the restaurant at 1:30 a.m., where were you, Mrs. Caruso?
Should I tell them, Raph, or will you?
She'll tell the whole bloody world.
It's about time our boys knew, don't you think?
Please, Rachel, can you turn off your microphone?
Noah, you know I can't.
Ma, what's going on?
In 2014, I found out that your charming father had been having an affair.
What?
He promised me it was over, but on that night, I found messages on his phone. He'd obviously been lying again. That was enough for me, so what Johnny said is true. I took off and decided to make a visit to her house.
You knew this woman?
Quite well, yes. But when I got to her house, all the lights were off and I guess I lost my nerve. I just sat there in my car thinking Raph would turn up and I'd catch him in the act. But he never showed. I guess you worked out where I was. Ah, Raphael.
Calm down, Katerina, please. You know it meant nothing, my sweetheart. It was just a stupid fling.
I called him at the restaurant. I told him our marriage was over and he couldn't move out. Then I drove home. I checked on you boys, like I've done every night since you were babies, and went to bed. But as you know, the next morning, Lizzie disappeared. And I couldn't end it then. I couldn't end it. And as time went on, there was so much pressure on poor Tom. I felt like I had no choice. We needed to stick together for my boy's sake.
Dan, is this true?
Do you think I'd make up something this humiliating, Noah?
You've been holding on to this all these years for Tom's sake.
And for you. Noah, for you. You were devastated by what happened to Lizzie.
Dad, you plan on saying anything?
It was a long time ago. That hasn't happened again.
Is that the best you can do? If you use any of this on your podcast, Rachel, you're a bigger piece of shit than I thought.
Soph, are you still here? It's just me.
I'm in the change room. One sec.
I've just got to grab the cash takers for Ma and then I'll be gone.
Oh, you don't have time to say hello?
I'm just on my way to meet someone.
Shit. Now, are you all right?
I'm not really.
Hey. What's happened?
Dad had an affair.
Wow. Okay.
Around the time Lizzie disappeared, and Ma lied under oath to cover his ass.
Shit.
Apparently Ma knew the woman and decided to follow her home on the night Lizzie went missing after she caught Dad sending secret messages.
I think I know where this is going.
Yeah. You guessed it. Rachel found out Ma lied in court and is going to air our dirty laundry to the world on a stupid podcast.
Well, if it's any consolation, she hasn't posted anything new tonight.
Do you remember anything between Dad and a staff member, like Maggie or Tracy, maybe? Or one of the regulars, Mrs. Sampson? It could have been her. She was always so flirty with him. Her hands never stopped touching him.
Hey, whoa. Slow down, Noah. Take a breath. Is your mum okay?
I can't believe she stayed with him all this time.
Here, Just have some water.
Thanks, Soph.
So who are you meeting up with tonight?
Alice. It's the girl I met in Thailand. She's flown out to see me.
Ooh, sounds serious.
Oh, God. I feel like such a mess. I don't want her to see me like this.
Oh, I'm sure she'll understand.
I hope so. Excuse me, sorry. I just want to squeeze through.
Noah!
Hey! Alice!
Noah! In the flesh, come here.
Oh, it feels so good to hold you.
You too.
Hey, why didn't you let me pick you up at the airport?
Oh, come on. Hotel rendezvous is much more romantic.
Is that so?
Well, I've got some pretty good hotel memories.
Hey, don't let go. I know you've really gone out on a limb to be here, Alice. It really means a lot to me. I feel like you're the only thing holding me together right now.
Rough day?
Rough week.
Hey, no need to tell me about it now. Let's just relax.
Yeah.
You've got a big day tomorrow.
You could say that, yeah.
So, you want to come up to my room?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
Hurry up then.
Wales are also expecting more heavy rains this weekend. Today, Noah Caruso will take to the stand on day 5 of the inquest into the case of missing teenager Elizabeth Burdett, who disappeared from the northern beaches suburb of Belhaven in July 2014.
You okay? How does it feel to be on the news?
Surreal. Hey, Alice, can you check if Rachel's put out any updates?
You know I get the alerts, right?
Please.
All right.
Thanks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is wild. I know. It's like this every day.
Okay, there's Mum. See? The one in the red dress with the big hair.
Oh, she's so glamorous.
Yeah. And that's Tom next to her.
Is that in the blue suit?
Yeah. I wasn't sure he'd turn up today. And can you see Pa anywhere? The older guy in a wheelchair? I can't see him.
No, I don't think so.
Not surprising. He's probably too hungover knowing him. I'll drop you here, away from the cameras, all right? You don't want to be around that.
Yeah.
And then I'll meet you back here on this corner after, okay?
Perfect.
Cool, great.
Thanks, Noah. Hey.
Uh-huh?
You've got this.
Thanks, Alice.
Please stand. Noah Caruso, do you solemnly and sincerely swear that the evidence you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
You may be seated.
Counsel, you may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honour. Mr. Caruso, I understand you were 15 years old when Miss Burdett disappeared.
Yes.
And you were interviewed by the police at the time?
That's right.
We're going to play you an excerpt of that interview.
Okay, could you please state your name for the record?
It's Noah Caruso.
Please, Mrs. Caruso, we'd like Noah to answer the questions himself.
Go ahead, Noah, answer the man.
I'm Noah Caruso. We understand you were at home last night, Saturday 26th of July 2014, through till this morning, Sunday 27th of July.
Yep, everyone was at work.
And were you aware of your brother Thomas Caruso arriving home that evening?
Yes, he came home with Lizzie.
Do you remember what time that was?
Maybe about 12:30.
So you heard them arriving home together?
Yeah, they woke me up.
So they were noisy enough to wake you?
Uh-huh.
What exactly did you hear, Noah?
They were fighting.
Do you recall any details of this fighting?
Oh, just lots of yelling.
Were they both yelling or just one of them?
Oh, both.
Did you hear any physical altercations, like pushing or hitting?
No, just yelling.
Okay. Now think carefully, Noah. Do you remember anything they said?
Not really. Just stuff.
Stuff?
That's what he said.
I don't know. I think Lizzie said she was leaving and that it was over. And then she left.
I see. Okay. So, Lizzie left your house on foot?
Yeah.
And what happened next?
Well, I heard Tom walking around the kitchen for a bit. And then he left.
Mm-hmm. And did Tom leave the house on foot as well, or drive?
On foot.
How long was he gone?
Not long.
20 minutes, 30 minutes?
Yeah, something like that.
Which is it?
I don't know.
Well, he wouldn't have been looking at a watch now, would he, officer?
Of course not. Okay, you're doing really well, Noah.
You are, darling.
Okay, and then?
I think he went to bed.
You think your brother went to bed?
Yeah, no, he did.
And he was alone when he returned?
Yep, for sure.
Okay, what did you do then?
Went back to sleep.
Anything else you remember?
No.
Mr. Caruso, I'd like to go back over the details of that night to see if there's any more that you can tell us.
Of course.
Can you confirm that you were the only person at the family home when your brother, Thomas Caruso, and his girlfriend, Elizabeth Burdett, argued on the doorstep that night?
That's right.
Please tell the court exactly what you witnessed.
I was woken up by the sound of loud voices, so I got up to see what was going on. The front door was open and I saw them.
You're breaking up with me?
I don't want to, I have to.
Tom and Lizzie were shouting at each other.
What's wrong with you?
In your interview, you said they were fighting. What exactly do you remember?
Well, as far as I could tell, Lizzie was trying to break up with Tom, but he wouldn't take no for an answer.
You're not even listening to me.
I thought we were in love.
We are. It's not about that.
Tom kept pleading with Lizzie. Then he started accusing her of sleeping with Josh.
You want to go back to the party and screw him? Is that what's going on?
How many times do I have to tell you? Josh has got nothing to do with this.
This is Joshua Arnold you're talking about.
That's right. At first, Lizzie defended herself. And then she flipped, telling him he was right. She had slept with Josh.
Mr. Caruso, are you saying Miss Burdett told Thomas she had sexual intercourse with Joshua Arnold?
Yes, but I don't think she actually meant it.
I see. And how did Thomas react to Miss Burdett saying that?
He went off his nut, then slammed the door in her face.
How would you describe Miss Burdett's mood when she left?
Very upset, I'd say. I could hear her sobbing and swearing through the door.
And what did Thomas do after she'd gone?
He paced around the house for a bit, and then he went after her.
And you saw him do this?
Yeah. I watched him run down the drive.
And you saw him come back half an hour later?
Yeah. I saw him from my bedroom window.
Was there anything else you remember, Mr. Caruso?
Yes. Tom came into my bedroom.
Don't say a fucking word, Nelly boy.
I pretended to be asleep.
Mr. Caruso, why would you do that?
When my brother was angry, your best bet was to keep quiet.
I see. Then what happened?
Tom leaned over me. I think he was checking to see if I was awake. I remember he reeked of alcohol.
According to your police interview, you said Tom went straight to bed. Was that not true, Mr. Caruso?
No.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
No. He didn't go to bed. I heard his car start and I saw him drive away.
So you're now saying you saw your brother leave the house a second time in his car?
Yes.
And you never mentioned this to the police before?
No.
That's a large omission, wouldn't you say?
I didn't want to get him in trouble.
So you kept this information to yourself for 8 years?
I'm not proud of that.
Can you recall how long Tom was out in his car?
About 3/4 of an hour.
And then?
I saw his car pull back up the drive. He ran inside. And then I heard him throwing up.
I have no further questions, Your Honor.
Your Honor, I have a question.
Yes, Mr. Elwood.
Mr. Caruso, did your brother ever ask you to keep quiet about anything you saw that night?
Yes. The next day, before my police interview, he told me to keep my mouth shut.
I have no further questions.
Counsel, is everything okay?
Your Honor, may I approach the bench?
You may step down, Mr. Caruso.
What the hell was that?
The truth.
But you never told me or your father any of this.
Like Dad cares. He didn't even bother showing up today.
Don't you change the subject. Tom's your brother.
In light of new evidence, this inquest will be adjourned until further notice. Thank you.
Hey, dipshit, they're going to arrest me. You happy now?
You prefer me to lie, would you, Tom? Get off me.
Watch yourself, noy boy.
Keep your voice down, boys. Let's get out of here. Pronto, come on, presto. Move.
I'll see you at home. I've got to find someone.
Surely that can wait.
Noah!
Alice! I thought we were...
Who's this?
Mum, Tom... This is Alice.
I'm sorry to barge in. It's just Rachel's released a new episode and the title is Have We Just Found Lizzie's Body?
Jesus Christ.
I don't think they stopped proceedings because of what Noah said.
Quick, we can listen to it in my car. Over here.
Thanks for tuning in to this very special update episode of The Disappearance of Lizzie Burdett. Listeners, I have breaking news. I can exclusively reveal that late yesterday, I received a tip-off call from a former cellmate of convicted rapist David Hutchins. My source claims that Hutchins boasted about burying a young woman in a specific location in Garigal National Park. I can now reveal the police attended the site overnight and have just found evidence of human remains.
God.
You heard that correctly, listeners. Forensics are currently working to identify who these remains belong to. The lead detective on the case, Detective Granger, is asking that we give the Burdetts space during this distressing time. As always, please be sure to call...
They found her body.
Possibly. Shit.
Oh.
You okay?
Oh, fucking brilliant. No thanks to you, dickhead.
Piss off.
Noah did the right thing in there.
What are you, his cheer squad?
She's here to support me. Unlike you two. Let's get out of here, Alice.
Noah, that's not fair.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Caruso. I hope we meet properly another time.
Noah!
Beautiful.
I'm so unfit.
All right, we're nearly there. Around the corner.
It is so good to get away from my family for a weekend. Hey, thank you so much for organising this.
Well, I've been wanting to bring you here ever since you told me about the pool accident.
What, to the Blue Mountains?
To this spot. Ta-da!
To this waterfall?
This is no ordinary waterfall, my friend. This is Minnehaha.
Wow.
I spent most of my childhood summers here, jumping from these very rocks.
What? Next to being in the witness box yesterday, that's my idea of a nightmare.
Well, get ready, because we're about to jump.
You're joking.
No, I'm not.
It's the middle of winter. It's bloody freezing.
Oh, all the better.
I don't understand.
The colder the water, the bigger the adrenaline rush.
Look, I'm not such an adrenaline junkie. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
No, this isn't about being adventurous, Noah. I think it's time for you to face some fears. Shake off your past.
Oh, and you reckon jumping off a waterfall is the best way to do that?
Absolutely. Look, it's a start. Consider it a leap of faith.
Jesus Christ.
Come on, for me.
Well,
come on.
If anyone can convince me to do something this crazy, it's you, Alice.
So you'll do it?
Don't wait for me to change my mind.
Quick. All right, down to your underwear.
Okay, fine.
Hide your riding shoes.
Oh, I'm already cold.
Okay.
I've got goosebumps. This is crazy.
Come closer. Hold my hand. All right. Now, when I say go, we jump together. Okay? Repeat after me.
What?
I am not my family. Come on.
Okay, fine. I am not my family.
Oh, my God. Again, please, with me.
I am not my family.
Feels good, hey?
Oh, God, it's freezing.
You did it.
It's so cold.
You did it, Noah. Yes. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, my gosh. Woo-hoo! I can't breathe. Your tea, madam.
Thank you.
Are you warm enough?
Yep.
I'm freezing.
Here, come close. That's nice.
What of you? How did you find this place?
With a bit of sneaky pre-planning. I knew how stressed you'd be this week, so I wanted to steal you away for a few days.
So, did you live near here growing up or something?
I wish. We used to stay at a caravan park near Minnehaha. All my cousins would come and a bunch of other families. Man, I lived for those summers.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was. Well, mostly.
Did something happen?
Just the usual dramas with my dad.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Well, he lost his license.
That's rough.
Yeah. Well, you get the picture. I won't bore you with any more details.
I'm not bored. There's so much I don't know about you.
Well, basically, whenever my dad drinks, which is pretty much all the time, he does stupid shit. He gambles, he borrows money he can't pay back.
And here I am complaining about my family.
I moved out as soon as I finished school, started working, earning my own money. Then good old dad began sending his debt collectors my way. Let's just say some of them weren't really above board.
Did any of them ever hurt you?
It was only ever threats. But I never stuck around long enough to find out.
Is that why you moved to Thailand?
Actually, I travelled a fair bit first. Then I got the job teaching English in Bangkok, and I thought, I can handle this. I'm happy.
And safe, I guess.
Exactly. That's why I can never move back here.
I see.
Now, could you imagine living in Thailand?
Why do you ask?
Well, I know we haven't known each other that long, but
I really want us to be together.
So do I.
Do you think...
Ah, it's Mum. Shit. Sorry.
You should answer it. It could be important.
You sure?
Yeah, of course.
What is it, Ma?
Noah, where the hell are you?
I'm in the Blue Mountains.
What are you doing there? It doesn't matter. The body's not Lizzie's. Get back here.
Wait, the body's not Lizzie?
No, it's some other poor girl.
Oh, that's awful.
They're going to restart the inquest in 2 weeks. Come home, we need a family meeting.
I'm sorry, I need a few days off just to clear my head.
And you think I don't?
Ma, I'll be back Monday. Will you be okay till then?
I'm always okay, sweetheart, always. Well, have you got some warm clothes up there?
Bye, Ma.
Jesus. I'm sorry, Noah, that's awful.
Let's book our tickets.
What?
For Thailand. I'm not sticking around for the rest of the inquest. I've said what I needed to say. I reckon I need a week to pack up, help Ma sort herself out, say a few goodbyes. Then we go and live our lives, you and me. Could you manage just one more week in Sydney?
Wow. We're really doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Then hell yeah. I'll find us some tickets.
Okay, great. I'll make you something to eat. Hope you like olives and anchovies.
Absolutely. And I hope you like plain food because we're on our way to Bangkok, baby.
Booked?
Yep, leaving 1 week from today, exactly.
Yoo-hoo!
Oh, there's the confirmation.
How many bookings did you make? Are we taking a side trip to Bali?
It's not the airline.
No? What is it? Day spa? Restaurant? What is it? What's going on? Alice, what have you booked?
There are letters from Rachel's podcast fan page.
What's she saying now?
It's not Rachel. It's all her crazy followers just trying to solve the case or something.
Is something wrong?
Someone's posted a picture of you and me outside the court yesterday.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry you've been dragged into this, especially when you're trying to...
No. It's you they're all talking about.
Me? What? What do you mean? Yeah, let me see. Shit. What? They think I murdered Lizzie? That I'm... obsessed with redheads? Stop. And that I lied in the witness box to frame my brother?
Noah, stop
what?
Reading. It's just bullshit.
Oh, my God. They're talking about me being an accomplished chef that I probably butchered her body? Jesus Christ, I was a kid.
Ignore it. It's just stupid gossip. Let's eat. This smells amazing.
I've lost my appetite.
Sorry, I'll turn it off.
What?
Now Josh has joined in.
What's that asshole saying?
He says you were always in love with Lizzie. Noah even tried to kiss her once. Lizzie told Tom how pathetic Noah was, and we all laughed.
I'm gonna kill him.
Probably not the most reassuring choice of words right now.
You don't believe them, do you?
Well, is it true?
That I killed Lizzie? Fuck, Alice, who do you think I am?
No, that you tried to kiss her. It is true.
I mean, look, it was all like very innocent. I mean, we were at home... sitting up at the kitchen bench and...
Like we are now.
Yeah. I guess so. It was a few weeks after the pool incident. Tom was upstairs having a shower and Lizzie was checking in on me, making sure I was okay. I had this massive, ridiculous schoolboy crush on her, and I mistook it for something else.
What did she do?
What did she do? Well, she pulled away, of course. It was so embarrassing. And I remember her saying, "Not you too." Oh, she must have thought I was a real creep, just like Josh. But she was always so kind. I wouldn't hurt her. I would never hurt anyone, Alice.
I know you wouldn't. It's okay. I believe you.
I'm sorry.
Who is it?
Oh, no, it's Ma again. I'm not answering.
It's 3 a.m. It could be urgent. Come
on. Okay. What now, Ma?
No, I'm at the restaurant. Someone threw a rock through our big front window.
What?
The whole thing shattered.
Okay, stay there. I'm calling the police.
Don't.
Why the hell not, Ma?
I saw who did it.
You saw who did it? Tell me, Ma.
It was Tom.
I'm on my way.
You Don't Know Me was written and adapted from the Sarah Foster book of the same name by Jacqueline Bassanelli. It stars
Aaron Glenane as Noah,
Catherine Van Davies as Rachel,
Andrew Steele as Tom,
Dina Pinozzo as Katarina,
Anastasia Fineri as Alice,
Johnny Pasvolsky as Raphael,
Alex Malone as Sophie,
Anthony Phelan plays Coroner Novak,
Sal Shara plays Mr. Elwood,
Jalen Ayer plays Counsel Assisting,
Mandy Catalano plays Lizzie,
Series Producer Tina Matalov, Director Rosalind Oates, Executive Producer and Head of Factual and Drama at Listener Original Podcasts Jennifer Goggin, Audio Engineer, Liam Moses. Audio Production, Sound Design, Mix and Original Music by Matt Nikolic. Production and Sound Consultation, Matthew Dwyer. Story Sourcing, Development and Casting, Bob Campbell. Commissioning, Grant Blackley and Grant Tothill. You Don't Know Me is a co-production between Brighton Media and Listener.